everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
All right, welcome back. Aggressive pressure continued to hold across feeder cattle trade. This sparked additional buyer interest in the market late in the session, but buyers seem to be willing to hold out until next week at this point. Lean hog futures mixed today after giving back early gains, which increased promise to the market. The overall light trade volume in the market, a major draw for the hog complex. Corn prices today higher in light trade. December corn futures about 4 cents per bushel higher. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 87 points lower. NASDAQ up 2 points. In live cattle, losses in the futures complex remain sluggish, with traders focused on sharp triple-digit losses in the feeder cattle market. This is due to mostly the overall lack of trade activity here at the end of the week. With no significant direction detected in cash markets late this week, traders are focused instead on outside market shifts. Cash cattle trade appears to be done for the week, with no active bids developing throughout the day. Sharp feeder cattle losses, though, quickly flooding into the market today, with triple-digit pressure developing just after opening bell. This sparked additional long-term pressure that developed throughout the complex. Traders, though, holding $1.50 to $1.70 per hundredweight losses, with traders continuing to shift lower and liquidate their positions here at the end of the week. The overall concern that strong pressure may continue through the Thanksgiving season is bringing additional sellers to the market. Grain futures posted light gains today as markets across the board tried to prove the worst is behind them this fall. Corn prices were a little higher today, which kept December futures to an inside day following Thursday's break to new contract lows. The market hovered above support on the nearby chart that came in at around $3.35.5. Soybeans, though, tried to hold on to gains and a new support line for the week. January futures saw steady buying in Asia and helped to lift the market overnight. And wheat prices were a little higher, with winter wheat contracts that attracted a little more short covering and tried to carve out a new uptrend. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.